This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. The Census Bureau last week announced some sober findings for the state of Kansas. The good news, the national rate of Americans without health insurance fell to its lowest level since the Affordable Care Act went into effect. The bad news, the uninsured rate in Kansas is now higher than the national rate for the first time since national health care was implemented for the first time in decades. And there are continuing disparities in health care coverage for Black and Hispanic Kansans. Experts are saying that this is a milestone we didn't want to reach. So what's going on? Here to tell us about it is Philip Steiner. He's a senior analyst at the Kansas Health Institute. Philip, nice to have you. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
How surprised should we be by these findings?
Well, I think they were fairly surprising. During the pandemic, we saw several programs that were stood up that really promoted access to health insurance coverage. So folks on Medicaid were allowed to stay on the program once they were enrolled, regardless of whether or not they continued to be eligible. And we saw increased subsidies made available for the Affordable Care Act marketplace plans. In Kansas's experience with these two programs was pretty similar to the rest of the country. We saw about 100,000 more people gain coverage to Medicaid, and about 25,000 people on the ACA exchanges. So we were expecting, Kansas to kind of continue to be with the national average rate. But once these data were released, we saw that Kansas had in fact had stayed about the same at about 9.2% of Kansans being uninsured, compared to the U.S., which had about 8.6% of residents uninsured.
So what explains then why the nation would be improving when it comes to health coverage, but Kansas would be declining, Philip? I mean, the state isn't often in that position.
Certainly. I mean, so the data we have goes back to 1999, and historically Kansas was about a couple percentage points better than the United States. And then once the Affordable Care Act passed, that number caught up, and it was essentially like a statistical tie. And so it was around 8.5% to 9%. And then it slowly was been ticking up the last couple of years. And I think, the big difference that, caused Kansas to catch up was probably the Medicaid expansion. There were 39 states, as of now, that have expanded Medicaid, most recently Missouri at the end of 2021.
And Kansas has not.
So that is certainly part of why the U.S. Kind of caught up to Kansas. But then looking at this data now, which is showing that Kansas is in fact higher, there are a couple of things going on in Kansas that do seem like it's different, or at least happening to a different degree in Kansas. And mainly that's around employer-sponsored coverage. So most people in the state are getting healthcare through a plan that they purchased through their employer.
Right.
There's been a long running decline in participation in those plans. But in Kansas, particularly among adults, kind of 19 to 64, we're seeing more of those people who are in that age group becoming uninsured and opting out of those employer sponsored plans.
Why would they opt out of those plans? What's their motivation to do that?
Well, I think there's probably a few different factors. Affordability is a big one. I mean, we've seen premiums increasing pretty steadily, about twice the rate of inflation over the last 10 years. So that's definitely a concern. The value proposition is possibly something that people are reevaluating. We've seen employers moving to these high deductible health plans. And, if you have a $15,000 deductible, the monthly premium just may not seem worth it to you if you don't feel like you're going to get sick or need health insurance or health care. So that's possibly an explanation. And then I think, people have just been, it could be that their jobs don't offer it. They've opted to become an entrepreneur and they don't have access to coverage. And, they've just decided not to go with one of the marketplace plans is also.
I get those reasons, but you would think that those reasons would also apply to people living in every other state in the country. Any sense of why they would stick out so much in Kansas?
Yes. I mean, we have seen that the health insurance costs here are a little bit higher than around the country. So that's possibly it. We've also seen, and this is, we don't have good numbers on this, but in 2019, the Kansas legislature allowed the Farm Bureau to offer plans that weren't considered insurance, but they are a health benefit. And so I think they were estimating around 40,000 people might take up those plans. And, you know, those wouldn't be counted as insurance for the Census Bureau's purposes. So it's possible that, you know, those, the uptake of those plans has been, you know, about like expected. And so folks who are, you know, working and wanting a cheaper option for some health benefit coverage have opted for these kind of non-Affordable Care Act compliant plans. So that's a possibility as well. That's Kansas specific.
Philip, how did the Kansas Health Institute come to this conclusion?
So the main thing that we look at is statistical significance. We follow the Census Bureau's recommendations for comparing, you know, data points over time. And we saw that, you know, these data were statistically significant, which implies, you know, a valid signal that there's something kind of going on in Kansas that might be a little bit different than the rest of the country. And, you know, we don't really have the best data yet to really dig into these numbers. We're kind of making some conjectures based on these statistical tests that we can do, but, you know, we're looking forward to continuing to dig into the data. We'll get more information in October that will allow us to look into this further.
Will the Health Institute have any recommendations for policymakers?
No, you know, we don't take positions on policy actions, but, you know, there are certainly, I mean, the obvious example that policymakers could take would be to expand Medicaid. That's clearly had an effect on lowering the uninsured rate nationally. But for employer coverage, you know, the best thing that we can do that we see is just getting more access to data. I mean, there are limited resources in the state to understand kind of the cost of healthcare and the value that's being provided for what we're paying. And so just, you know, any effort to expand access to data would be critical to, you know, kind of trying to understand what's going on in the state.
You know, I mentioned that Black and Hispanic Kansans are faring even worse these days. So what conclusions did you reach with those groups?
Yes. So, you know, like many areas, in American life, there are disparities in who has access to health insurance. So it's about 1 in 5 Kansas residents who are Hispanic or Latino are uninsured. About 1 in 7 Black residents are uninsured. About 1 in 4 residents with a tribal affiliation, so American Indian or Alaskan Natives. And then compared to, you know, non-Hispanic whites, it's about 1 in 15. So there are significantly higher uninsured rates among, you know, a variety of race and ethnicity groups. And, you know, this is a pattern we see across the country. So this isn't necessarily unique in Kansas, but it's worse in Kansas than it is in the U.S.
And what explains those higher numbers, Philip?
One thing that researchers have pointed to is Medicaid expansion. It does look like people who are states that have expanded Medicaid, people who are of minority race or ethnicity groups tend to have better access to care. And really, it comes down to kind of the primary way that we get health insurance in this country, which is through our employers. So, you know, if there are differences in the types of jobs that people have access to, you know, that will explain some of what's going on with their health insurance access. So if people are less likely to have a job that offers coverage, you know, they're more likely to be uninsured, especially if they don't have access to public programs like Medicaid.
Are there any positives we can take away from the findings that you've come up with here?
I think certainly. I mean, it's good to take a long view. So the Affordable Care Act has significantly reduced the number of uninsured people. I mean, it used to be around, you know, 14% in Kansas, and now we're down to 9%. So that's, I think, one thing. We've held steady through the pandemic. There were huge changes, lots of job loss, but we've maintained the status quo, which I think is really a testament to these programs that were put in place. They essentially worked, and they kept people covered and provided access you know, to healthcare during a time when potentially many people needed it. So that's definitely a positive. We've seen the uninsured rate for Hispanic or Latino Kansans actually dropped. It was about 23% in 2019, and now it's down to about 20%. So those programs may have supported that community, which is good. And you know, it just we have challenges looking forward, but we're in a good place relative to certainly where we were 10 years ago. And I think that's something to note as positive.
So as we begin to wrap up here, what kind of challenge then does this pose for the state of Kansas? How would you frame that part of this?
So I think the challenge is making sure health care coverage remains affordable and accessible to as many people as possible. So that includes, you know, looking at the cost of healthcare and making sure that which is ultimately reflected in the premiums that people are paying for their plans. So making sure that's affordable and is providing good value. And then, for the public programs, to the extent that they're open and available to people, we should be making sure those are run well and that as many people as possible are able to get coverage through those.
Okay, that's Philip Steiner. He's a senior analyst at the Kansas Health Institute, talking to us about the uninsured rate in Kansas for health coverage, now higher than the national rate for the first time since national health care was implemented. Philip, thanks so much for taking some time. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.